This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Futurists attempting to predict our global future haven't been very accurate. Last month, while talking about the new book by Senator Marco Rubio, I mentioned the fact that a few decades ago, various authors predicted the end of history, where there would be a liberal global order. Instead, we have a world that looks more like the book The Clash of Civilizations, written by Harvard professor Samuel Huntington. These nations do not share the same global worldview. Some are turned inward, while others are working to be the dominant force in the world. Futurists assumed the world would be run by the G7 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US. But its percentage of global GDP has dropped significantly over the last two decades, and it is unlikely that the woke policies of the current government and corporations is going to reverse that trend anytime soon. By contrast, the greatest percentage increase in global GDP has been among the BRICS. Those are nations like Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. China produces more manufactured goods than Japan, Germany, and the U.S. combined. There are more billionaires in Beijing than in New York City. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, China faces significant economic and demographic problems. It has the fastest aging society in all of human history. Its working age population peaked in 2011 and is declining every year. On the other hand, India is now the most populous country in the world. It is consistently ranked as the fastest growing large economy in the world, and it does have a young population to make the country prosperous. You know, it's easy to see which nations are rising in influence and which ones are declining in influence, and this isn't what the futurist predicted. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.